are sitting, traveling on a ship. If you're traveling on a ship, then the first reason doesn't apply. It doesn't affect you, digest the system so much, you're not really moving around, so therefore you would be allowed to eat before you go. But if it's Mishrim Mizraini, you may not find food. It's very possible on the ship also you won't find food to eat later on, so don't eat too much right now. Ah, you get seasick. Alright, that's not called the digestive system. That's only when you're really traveling, really walking. Inami, another reason is, another difference is the causal. Inami, the causal may avna liyavna. Even though you're really traveling, but you're going like you have, like today, you have reservations ready from one inn to another inn. So you know for sure when you get to the next city, you can have what to eat there, then you would be allowed to eat a lot according to the time of Eretz Yisrael. But you don't have to be afraid you're not going to find food there. Because you know for sure you have a hotel, you have a motel ready for you to have food ready for you when you get there. Mar says, Rav Papa, kol parasa or parasa, every parasa that he used to walk, ocho chod rifta, he would eat a whole loaf of bread. Kisavar, he held Rav Papa, mishamayna. The reason why you shouldn't eat a lot before you travel is because it's bad for the digestive system. Like Rashi says, Rav Papa himself wasn't worried about it, because he was a big Baal boss, he was very big Rav Papa, and he figured for him, the traveling won't affect his digestive system. So therefore he kept on eating his size of a whole loaf of bread for every parasa that he traveled. Now the Gemara says in Bar Mitzvah, he had a very, very big stomach, Rav Papa. But Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, kol ha-mariv atzloi b'shnei ravon, whoever makes himself hunger in the years of hunger. In other words, even though maybe you have food to eat, but still because everybody else doesn't have to eat, you also make yourself hungry, you also don't eat too much then, that's a good thing to do, and because of this is nitzo mimisa mishunam. You'll be saved, you won't die a terrible, tragic death. Shenema, the pasuk says, Barov podcha limovis. From hunger, you'll be saved from death. Fed gemara me rov mi boile. What do you mean, Barov? It should have said, me rov, from hunger. El hochikom, this is what the pasuk means to say. The schar, in the reward, shemarav atzmoi b'shnei ravon, that a person made himself hunger in the years of hunger, in the years when there was a famine, is nitzum amitzum mishuna. Because the schar there, he'll be saved, he won't have a tragic death. Amar Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish says like this. Osa liyodom lishamesh mitosa bishnei ravan. In a year that it's a hungry year, people don't have what to eat, there's a tzar going on, you should not be with your wife then. You should not have tashma shamita. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Uli Yosef yolad shnei bonim. Yosef gave birth to two children, and it says, Beterem tovish nasarov. Before the hungry years came, you see that b'shas the hungry years come, that you're not supposed to be with your wife. That's why it says Yosef had his two children, boom, before the hungry years came. Tana, look at a price like this, that chasuchei bonim, if people don't have children yet, then mishamshim mitoseim mishnei ravon. Then they're allowed to have tashmish, even when it's a feminine year, in order to have children. Tana rabbonim, bizman she Yisrael shruim b'tzar. The Shas is a tzara, there's a plague, there's a war going on with Klal Yisrael. Well, pirish echud mehen, and one Jew separates himself and doesn't act bitzar, he acts as if everything is okay. Is boy in shnei malachei hashoros. Two malachim come, shemalavan lo liyodim, it always walks with the person. O manichin lo yedeyim aroshin, the two malachim put their hands on top of this person. The omrim and they say, ploy nizeh this person. Shepirish min atziva that separated himself from the tzibur, from the congregation, is al yiroh ben nechamas tzibur. He'll not be zeicha to see when it'll be good for the tzibur. He won't see the nechama when things will turn out to be good. Tan yidah, went to another braisa, that bizman sheh tzibur shruyim b'tzar. Bizman, there's a tzara, something bad is happening to the tzibur. Is al yomer odim, a person should not say, Eilech lebeisi, I'll go into my house privately. The oichel, the eshta, I'll eat and I'll drink. V'sholom alechanash, everything is good for me. In other words, everybody else has a famine this year, they don't have what to eat, but I'm rich, I have what to eat, I'll go home and enjoy myself. A person should not do this. The yemaisa came, if he does this, all of our kosov oimer, on this the pasuk says, v'nei sosim asimcha, true this happiness. Horoid boka, they'll kill animals, v'shochet tzorin, they'll shech the sheep. Ochol basol shesheis yain, they'll eat meat and they'll drink wine. Ochol v'shasa, they'll say they'll eat and drink a lot. Ki morcho namas, because they know there's a famine. And they say, tomorrow we'll die, so you might as well enjoy ourselves today. O maksiv basol, what does the pasuk say after this? V'nigla v'yozne Hashem tzavokos. If these people have a kapora, they won't be forgiven until they die. In other words, it's a terrible aver you're doing now. You're being perished from that tzibur, and this could cause you to be nomos to die. Is atkan midas beninim? This is the need of a middle class person that you realize that tomorrow you may die. There's a famine, but you say, "I have something to eat today. I might as well enjoy myself today." What about avul midas rishoyim? What do the rishoyim do? What's the midas of rishoyim? Maktiv. What does the pasuk say? Esav ekcha yayin will take a lot of wine. Venisbao sheikhar will take a lot of old wine. Voya kizeh yaymocher will be like this today and tomorrow. In other words, continue eating. We don't plan to stop at all. Is maktiv basta? What is the pasuk say after this? Is that tzaddik ovad? That tzaddik is destroyed. V'yein is som aleif. And a person doesn't put to his heart ki mifnei haro nesaf tzaddik. Because of the bad that happened, because of this rosho, the tzaddik was taken away. So Rashi explains like this: Mifnei mahu meis mifnei haro nesaf tzaddik, mifnei shelo yistairhu b'ro, that he should not see the bad. V'yachas shigzer malafonav. Then the tzaddik should not see all the bad that's going to happen to this rosha. Lishnachrin, another pshat Rashi says is, "Mevnei roi shel elu who nesav shen hakodesh bochur roitzer sheyavake shaleim rachmin." Hashem doesn't want that the tzaddik should daven to Hashem. That Hashem should have rachmonis on the rishoyim. Therefore, Hashem takes away the tzaddikim. Weiter. Elo, what should a person do? Yitzayir odom im atzibur. If there's painful to the tzibur, every individual should also have tzar. Shekein mutzina b'moshe Rabbeinu. We found this by Moshe Rabbeinu. Shetzir atzma im atzibur. He also put himself into pain when the tzibur was at war with the Amalekim. Shenem an apostolic says, Yidei Moshe kvedim. Moshe's hands became heavy and tired. Vayikru evan, he took a stone. Vayisim otachtav, he put underneath his hands a stone. Vayeshev ole, and he sat on top of the stone. So the question is, v'chiloy hoylo lo Moshe kar achas, like sos achas, leshev oleo. How come Moshe Rabbeinu had to take a cushion, how come Moshe Rabbeinu had to take a stone? Couldn't he find a pillow or a cushion, something comfortable to put on his hands, to hold his hands on or to sit on? How come he had to sit on a stone? Elakach ama Moshe. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Hoyo v'Yisrael shruyim b'tzar. Since Klal Yisrael right now is fighting Amalekim, they're in the middle of a war. They're at pain right now. Is afani eyimoyim b'tzar. I'll also have pain, be with them b'tzar. And the klal is v'chol ha-metzayir atzmi yematzibur. Whoever puts himself into pain with the rest of the tzibur is zoyche v'roye v'nechama tzibur. He'll be zoyche to see the pleasure what will come out later with the tzibur. V'shema yoyimir odom, maybe a person will say to himself, mi mayad be, who's going to show, who's going to tell to Hashem if I don't, if I enjoy myself? He should know avnei beisa shel odom. Now, even though Avad Hashem sees you, but it means to tell you literally, you should realize that your mamish edim there, that the stones of your house, the curves basically, and the walls, the beams of your house, shiladim edim boy, they'll come to say edim sakodesh baruch hu. Shenema, the pasuk says, ki even mikir tizok v'chofis meyet yaneno. In other words, the kir and the eitz, they'll come, the even, they'll come to say edim, exactly what happened in your house. Devei Rabbi Shilo Amri Shnei Malachi Asheris, two Malachim and two Malachi Asheris. Hamalav and Loli Yodim, that always go with the person. Hey Midinola, they'll come to say this to Hashem about you. Shneimar, the pasuk says until him, Ki Malachov Yitzavoloch, that there's Malachim going with you. Rabbi Chidko Oimer Nishmosa Shalodim, he Midolov. A person's own Nishoma will say this about you. Shneimar, the pasuk says, Mishachevet Chaykecho Shmor Pischepicha. The Yeshayim, some say, Evorv Shalodim, Midim Boy. The limbs of a person, the person's limbs himself will say this upon you. Shinemar, Atem Eidanu Mashem. Now the Pasuk says, Kael Emunah V'yeinovel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kael Hashem of Emunah of trust. V'yeinovel doesn't do anything wrong. So Kael Emunah means, Kishem Shenefroim in a Rishoyim Lila Mabor. Just like in Gehenim, all the Rishoyim will get their punishment. Afilu al avera kala shoysin, even on the smallest avera that they do, is kach nifroyim min atzadikim berlam azeh. The same thing Hashem gives back punishment to the tzadikim on this world, al avera kala shoysin, even on the small averas that they do, but they get the punishment back on this world, kidei that they'll be able to have kulis char elam abo. Then the pasuk says, "V'ein ovel," Hashem doesn't do anything wrong. Like l'chura pshita, what do you mean v'ein ovel? So we darshin that kishem shemishalmim schar letzadikim le'olam habo. The same way Hashem gives back the reward to the tzadikim that did the mitzvahs in this world, He pays them back with the reward le'olam habo, a greater reward than you could get in this world. And afilu al mitzvah kala shoysin, even on the small mitzvahs that they do, the easy mitzvahs that they do, kach the same way mishalmin schal rishoyim, Hashem pays back reward to even the rishoyim. Boilo mazeh, He gives it to them though in this world. He lets them have a good world, a good life. Afilu al mitzvah kala shoysin, even on the small mitzvahs that they do, Hashem will give them back their reward. That's called kel oven. Hashem doesn't do anything wrong. Like really in Svarah, I should say that since he's a Rosh, he's doing so bad, he doesn't deserve to get any reward. No, Hashem still gives them back the reward that they deserve for the mitzvahs, the small mitzvahs that they do. Then the pasuk says, Tzadik v'yoshru. Hashem is a tzadik and he's glad, he's straight. What does that mean? That b'shas p'tirosa shalodim, lebeis elomoy. B'shas, the person is nifter, leaves this world, is going to the Beis HaKvaros to be buried, is called ma'isov nifrotim lefonav. All the actions that he did his whole lifetime is put out in front of him, nifrotim, each one by itself. And they say to the person, kach v'kach l'sisa b'mokim pleni b'yayim pleni. This is exactly what you did in this place at this time. And he says, yes, it's true. They tell you, sign v'chosim, and you have to sign on it that you did it. Shenema, the pasuk says, b'yad kol adam yechtoim. Every person has to sign. Not only this, that you yourself will say that Hashem, you'll agree to the judgment that Hashem is doing. And you'll say back, you judge me very well, to do, like the pasuk says, that your own dibur, what you yourself will say, you'll say that Hashem did everything, but said that everything righteousness. That even though you deserve to get punishment for the veris you did, you'll agree to it though. Eventually everybody will realize exactly why Hashem does things to us. Exactly what's happening. There'll come a time when we'll understand why, and everybody will agree 100% everything was done, mamish kechut asara, the way it was supposed to be done. Omar Shmuel, kol hayeshev betainis. Somebody that sits and fasts, is makabel upon himself a tainis yochid, nikra choyta. You should know when you're fasting, you're called, you're doing a ktsas chet. It's a ktsas aveira. Why? Sova ki hai tana. Shmuel holds like this tana. The tana you've learned. Rabbi Eleza hakape b'Rabbi Yomer. Ma Talmud loymer. What does the pasuk say? By a nozir, v'chiper olov mi'ashechot ala nefesh. A nozir at the end has to have a kapara for a chet that he did over somebody's soul. Here's the question. V'chibieze nefesh chot zeh. What type of an aveira did a nozir do? The chura nozir right now is a tzaddik. He's restraining. He's not drinking any wine now. He's not shaving his hair off. Like what avera did the nazir do? Ella, Reb Lezer of Kappa learned that the pasuk is saying Ella shetzir atzvim in ayayim. A nazir is somebody really that likes to drink wine, and he drinks maybe too much. So he wants to stop himself. So he's mitzayir himself. He puts himself into pain for 30 days and doesn't drink any wine at all. But these 30 days, really, it's called you being mitzayir. You're putting yourself into pain. And for that you call the chayta, because you're putting yourself into pain. So Shmuel says, "V'aloy dvorim kal v'chayim ava kal v'chayim now." Or mazesh loy tziras me'elim in ayayin. Madach a nozir that only put pain to himself, not to drink wine. That's all. Nikra chayta. Still the Torah calls you a chayta. He called it ktsas chayta. What you're putting yourself into pain is hametzayir atzma mikol dover v'dover. If somebody goes now to have a time as a fast day, that he's putting himself into pain much more. Is a lachas kama v'kam, isn't it for sure? You're called the ktsas choyta. This is Shmuel Shita. So today's this kash is that the Gemara Nachoyvel says that a person is allowed to be choyvel atzmai. You are allowed to put yourself into pain. And the Gemara brings a raig rather from Shmuel that yeshu betainis samashma that Shmuel says. Yeah. So today's answer is the ktsas choyta is like this. V'yeshloima davadu yu choyta. It's called the ksas chet mikal v'chem minozir. Yeah, aval mikol mokum ha mitzvah shuoytze ha tainis godu yosim in aveiru. Like it is a good thing still to fast. The mitzvah you get by fasting outweighs the ksas aveiru that you're doing by being mitzvah yourself. It's like by nozir also. There isn't any to make yourself into a nozir. So you should know it's ksas chet, But I call upon him, the gain you have is much greater than the loss. This is Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says no. Nikra Kodesh. You know, for fasting, you call the Kodesh. And it says like this, Shenem and the Pasuk says, Kodesh Yiyah Godol Terah Ser Roshay. By a nose that the Torah calls you a Kodesh. For letting your hair grow, for not shaving, cutting your hair for 30 days, the Torah calls you a Kodesh. So, Rabbi Eliezer says like this, Uma zesh loitzi ratzim ele midover echod. Nikra Kodesh, Madach a nose that only held himself back. Just from not shaving his hair off for 30 days and not drinking wine. He's called the Kodosh. Is Hamitzayir Atzma, someone that puts himself into pain. Me called Dovor, from everything, for your fasting, not having any enjoyment at all today. Is Alachas Kam of a Kam, isn't it for sure that you called a Kodosh? So this is Rabbi Eliezer Shita, the Radha Rabbam. The more Tzah you put yourself, you're doing it, the Shmol, Hashem Shemayim, it's called something good, you call the Kodosh for it. So Mori has the questions now. Ule Shmuel, Akasha, and Shmuel. I Yikri Kodesh, I the Pasuk says you call the Kodesh. So the man says, "Who Agido Perakoi?" It's only going on the side of the hair. The hair has Kedusha to it, but not the person. Right to the Rebbe Eliezer, I Hanikra Choita. I the Pasuk says the Nazir is called the Choita. And the Gemara, who the Soy of Navshe? It's talking about when the Nazir was Metamer himself. He touched a mace. So since he was Metamer, he became Tomei. For that person, is called the Choita. But not the actual Indian of a Nazir is called the Chayta Fakert. He learns the actual Indian of a Nazir is called the Schus, is called the Tzadik, you call the Kaddish. Alright, turn over. So, Marius now, Omiyam Reb Leza Ochi, is it true that Reb Leza said like this? That like by fasting, to make yourself bitzar, you call the Kodesh. I have Omer Rebbelezer, Rebbelezer said, Lo'elam yom adodim, a person should always be used to, like get himself used to it. Yom adodim, a person should always consider himself like, feel